As you enter the Yuma Arts Center, there are photographs to your left lining the wall from MCAS Yuma. The exhibit that houses art comes from the Center for Military History. The center keeps a collection that dates back to the mid-19th century and collects images from Army artists up till today. Most of the art in this exhibit focuses on images of soldiers. Heidner shows us around.
A lot of the art you see here really dates from the 60s, 70s, 80s, some 90s, and into the 2000s. And then we've added a different wall, which is kind of the Army in Yuma from 1846 on, kind of starting with Kearny's coming out, the Army of the West and Kearny's Dragoons. And
the historical portion of the exhibit has stories that mark the founding of what is now the city of Yuma.
So I think it's kind of ironic that a member of the Glanton gang would end up capturing and painting Sarah Bowman, who also then is kind of famously associated with the Yuma Crossing and Fort Yuma. The whole history of Yuma is in this one painting, just about.
Many of the more contemporary Army artistic depictions come from official Army artists. During World War I, the United States Army began commissioning and deploying artists to help document part of the United States military history.
Soldiers go and paint, and that it's by portfolio.
Bill Blomquist is an Arizona Western College professor of fine arts. He is also a veteran who served in Germany as a medic, but later became an Army artist.
I did that in 1979. I was painting women in the Army, went around, because that was a fairly recent sort of thing. You know, women who were training with men, and women in the Army, and also Corps of Engineer projects. And so that was my assignment.
Blomquist came to art at a very young age as a way of expression. He applied to be an Army artist after reading about the program in Stars and Stripes. This assignment fit well with his skills. He remembers when he was sent to Arizona for the first time.
There was a colonel who had an office. His office had a view to die for, because it was like right across from the Smithsonian Castle. And so, and it was up, you know, like four or five stories, and you could just get, you got this panorama of Washington there. And he said, Blomquist, the first thing he told me was, Blomquist, you ever been to Frye, Arizona? You know where Frye is? It's Sierra Vista. They used to call it Frye. He said, Blomquist, do you ever go? I said, no, sir. And he said, if you ever go there, you're going to know why they call it Frye. I guess he'd never been to Yuma, right? But this guy was really cool, and he told me, you know, when you go out there, we're going to send you down to the Corps of Engineer projects, and if you see dead fish, paint dead fish. You know, so he really opened it up, like, okay, whatever you want to do. And that was really freeing, because then I realized, like, I could do anything, basically. And it was going to be accepted, and it was going to become part of a permanent sort of official record of the Army. So it was really cool.
Blomquist's work is part of the historic record of the Army, just as are many of the works that hang today in the Yuma Arts Center. Curator Heidner shows us one of his favorites, drawn in colored chalk.
The green hue of the soldiers' uniforms and the kind of brown of their faces matches with the green and browns and yellows of the depiction of the elephant grass. When you read accounts of soldiers patrolling, and this grass is sometimes would almost obscure their vision. It would almost be head high. And they often felt lost, and you hear them described being lost in a sea of elephant grass. And really not knowing, is there an enemy on the other side? And this picture to me seemed to capture that feeling of, really of their feeling small in the midst of this vast expanse of natural grasses.
The exhibit will be at the Yuma Art Center for the next 6 weeks. For KAWC News, I'm Michelle Faust.